Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
While transiting from one year to another, some people seize the moment and begin executing dreams or plans they formulated in the preceding year. Yet, some look at the situation they may be in and conclude they cannot go further and capitulate into maintaining the status quo. Hello there, my name is Solomon Arrow, and I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Don't Be Afraid, Just Trust Me. The beginning of a new year, the first few weeks in a marriage relationship, the commencement in college, launching into a new business or career, new situations, and uncharted paths, in a sense, do place some tension in the minds of everyone that face them. In due course, they could place some demand, spiritually, psychologically, that is, emotionally and mentally, physically, and financially. It does not matter if the year is 2020 or 2021. You want your life to be meaningful. Every year throws up challenges, which may present in different ways. But they all have the same character. First, they represent a new and clean slate that can be full of aspirations and possibilities to write a new chapter in your life, but also place demands of varying degrees upon your life and resources. They present you with problems which you can overcome, and you become better equipped for other challenges. While transiting from one year to another, some people seize the moment and begin executing dreams or plans they formulated in the preceding year. Yet, some look at the situation they may be in and conclude they cannot go further and capitulate into maintaining the status quo. You hear lines like, "The devil you know is better than the angel you do not know." I have never imagined how a devil would be better than an angel under any circumstance. However, these and similar lies consign people to want to remain where and with what they are familiar with, their comfort zone. The greatest asset of the believer in Christ is his faith. Friends and family, money, connections and networks are good, but when the chips are down, it is your faith that really matters. At the end of the day, it is by faith that you can achieve anything of value with God, including the building of a great life, a relationship with God, which is the most important one a person may have, can only be started, built and maintained by faith. Faith gives you the ability to choose the life you desire and to pursue it. It grants you the grace to impact the lives of other people despite any limitations you might be facing yourself. I do not know of anyone in his right mind who does not want to be a blessing to his world. A believer's faith is the primary resource he uses to become what God wants him to be and overcome the challenges the world throws at him. You see, every child of God overcomes the world, for our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. So who are the world conquerors defeating its power? Those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. In this world, there are powers and principalities in both the spiritual and physical realms. They have several weapons which they use against us, among which are lies, deception, threats, and allurements. But above their most potent are fear and doubt, with which they assail the mind consistently. Jairus was a leader in a local Jewish synagogue. He had a challenge. His daughter was sick and dying. He knew he could get help beyond the natural from Jesus, and he requested same of him, "Please, come and place your hands on her, heal her, so she can leave." Jesus obliged him and set out in the direction of his home. On the way, messengers came with a report that wrenched this father's heart. The child is dead. There is no need to bother the teacher. Jairus' heart sank, and fear began to take over his heart when Jesus' words suddenly broke the chain of his thoughts. "Don't be afraid. Just trust me." But Jesus ignored their comments and said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just trust me." Fear and doubt, when succumbed to, turn victors to victims. Jesus' instruction to the man answered both. He said, "Don't be afraid," and spoke to the man's fears. He also said, "Just trust me," and answered his doubts. Are you currently facing seemingly insurmountable challenges that are transiting into the new year with you? You have prayed and even received assurance in your heart that all will be well. But it seems, despite your cry for help, matters have become worse and even gone beyond the possibility of a solution. Today, take in and believe the words of Jesus Christ. "Don't be afraid. Just trust me." Like Jesus, ignore the comments that people and circumstances are making and attempting to fill your heart with fear and doubt. He has the solution in his hands. And like with Jairus, he will never leave you because of the report you are contending with. Jesus is committed to you, and he will follow you home. Now, true faith works through love. If we're going to walk in a faith that gives us standing with God, then love must be at its foundation. Let us remember that loving God means keeping his word. Jairus immediately submitted to Jesus' instructions, and the journey to his house continued despite the report of his daughter's demise. You love God, don't you? Doing what God wants us to do really isn't difficult. Let us take this instruction for example. Let each one of you in particular so love his own wife as himself, not someone else's. And let the wife see that she respects her husband. It is not difficult to love your wife or respect your husband unconditionally, is it? I don't think. Solomon, just don't go there. Hey, it's an example, okay? Talk to me. Let me hear from you. Every child of God defeats this evil world by trusting Christ to give the victory. Did you hear that? Every child of God. The world often presents everyone, no matter their status, with challenges. We can choose to face them alone, or we can trust Christ to help us through them and give us the victory even as we confront them. Yes, confront, not gripe, complain, or leave them for some other day. Think of this awesome benefit for trusting Christ and becoming a child of God. Every child of God overcomes the world by faith. The manifestation of victory may not be immediate, but it is certain it will come. In any case, who knows of a tree that fruits the next day after planting? Yes, your faith has the potential to be effective and productive. As you go through this new year, do not think, talk, or act like a victim. You are not a victim, but a victor. If you are a child of God, you are more than a conqueror. May the Lord fill you with joy and peace as you enjoy the victories he gives to you as you obey his word. Don't be afraid. Just trust me. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning. Happy New Year 2021.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Aro is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill his plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonaro.com.